The Inside Aperture podcast introduces you to the experts who use Apple's professional image management application to organize, edit, and output their pictures. Each show features tips and techniques that will help you improve the quality of your photography and bring efficiency to your workflow.
Compare, select, and rate. That's the topic of today's Inside Aperture podcast. Now, I have the help of one of my teaching buddies, Scott Bourne. This is a name you'll probably recognize because Scott is one of the bloggers on the Inside Aperture site. Scott and I have been teaching together for more than a year, and we got together again this year at the Macworld Conference and Expo in San Francisco. On January 8th and 9th, we had a power tools session where we covered just about everything that we could with Aperture for a classroom of about 60 people. Now, one of the segments that Scott did on Compare and Select, I really like, and I was listening to it on tape the other day, and I said, you know, this is something that I think I'd like to share with the Inside Aperture audience. So what we have today is I have that segment, and it's a nice recording. I took it off the board during the workshop of Scott describing the Compare and Select tools. Now, what I did after that is I talked a little bit about rating. And the reason why we do it that way is as powerful and as wonderful as Compare and Select is and stacks and all that sort of stuff, some folks don't like using stacks. So we also talk about another way to get your best images to the top by just using regular rating. And of course, you can use the Compare tools when rating. You don't have to put things in a stack. So Scott covers the first part with stacking and all the little ins and outs around that. I come in with talking a little bit more about rating, and then we sort of roll the whole thing up. It's a nice little session, and I think you'll enjoy listening to it. So what I'd like to do now is turn the microphone over to Scott, recorded on January 8th at Macworld, and then I'll come back on for a wrap-up.
All right. Right now, we're going to talk about Compare and Select. This is the touchstone of what Aperture is really good at. Its primary best function of all things that it does is helping you pick the images that you want to work with, helping you decide which ones are keepers and which ones aren't. And one of the very unusual things that Aperture introduced when it first came out that caused people to kind of like hiccup and not know what to do about it is called stacks. Stacks are very, in my opinion, very interesting, very powerful tool that help you to group like images together. So you'll see here in this viewer, you see a bunch of photographs of mine, and they will have numbers on them. So let's click on this duck here, which has the number 4. If I go up here and say stack, unstack, you'll now see what that 4 is all about, is that there are 4 separate images that are almost identical, thanks to the Canon 1D Mark II N's ability to shoot at 8 frames a second. And what happened was they've simply been imported as a stack, and I can choose which of these images I want to be what's called the pick, or the best of the 4, and that'll be the one that sits on top. And once I've done that, and I say stacks, stack, or Command-K, now they'll simply be in a group together like this. And I can also click auto stack, which is the way you might want to first start to experience your stacks. Is you can say, I want to put everything together in a stack based on time. So any image that was shot within 45 seconds of any other image would be auto stacked. Or I could slide all the way to a minute, or I could slide all the way down to a few seconds. This is a really cool way to decide which images go together based on time, and that's if you're importing them. Once they're imported, you can break them up, you can add to them, you have complete control over how the stack acts. But remember, when you compress the stack and you work with the stack, it's only the image on top. Think of this as like a stack of slides. It's the image on top that you're actually seeing. The other images are still there, but they're underneath. They're like underneath that top slide, and so your top slide is your pits. It's actually one of those things that makes me think that the Apple developers spent a lot of time with, you know, old guys like me before they built this. Because, you know, in the old days when we had slides, that's a metaphor that would be pretty easy for us to work with. Because, you know, we take everything and lay it out on a light table and stack them up. And, you know, I would always put the top image on top, you know. So I think that's what they're going for. So, but you're not stuck with this auto stacking thing. This is just a starting point for you. You can say that, well, you know, this image right here, I don't want that in that stack. I want it in that stack. And now it moves to a different stack. You can take an image into another stack. Whether it looks like it belongs there or not is another story, but you can move stacks out of images out of stacks. You have complete control over what's in the stack, what's not in the stack, the order of the stack, and that's all about how you want to work. But I want to close all these stacks that I had open, and now you see those numbers again. Does that make sense how those numbers come into play now? There's two images in this stack, there's four images in this stack, there's three images in that stack. So that picture that you see on top, once we've closed the stacks, that's called the pick image. That's the one we like. Now, what if you're not sure? Well, let's go back to stacks, and let's open all stacks. And so there's picture number one of the wood duck and picture number two. Now, I actually kind of like picture number two better than picture number one, because this mallard was trying to steal some of the limelight here. So I want to promote this picture. If you want to make something the pick, all you have to do is hit Command slash, or just go to Stacks Pick, and notice that it switched. Did you see that? Now I'm gonna hit Command Z here.
So when you collapse the stack now, then that new image, that new pick is on top. And so when you are working, the idea being that just like you would stack up your slides, right, with the best image on top, you've done the same thing here. So for all practical purposes, at any time in any sequence of photographs, you know which one is your favorite at the time. And when you do things like generate web pages or output, and you have your stacks collapsed, and you're outputting, let's say, everything that's in an album, Aputure will only output the image that's on top of the stack. It won't output everything else. And that because it's working off the assumption that you've made your decision what your favorite image is in that stack.
And that's often a cause for confusion with new users. Mm-hmm. They think they're building a web page with all the images in the stack. They're not. They're just getting the top image. So knowing how to promote an image to the top of the stack and make it the pick is very important. Now I'm going to show you, I showed you one way to do that. Another cool way is to just do Command left bracket. Now watch on the screen what happens here. Don't you just love the way it kind of like flips like that? That's kind of neat the way it does. So now that becomes the pick. If we go stack, close all stacks, you see now that picture of the wood duck is the pick. And if we say stack, open all stacks, now you see the second one has been demoted. So this gives you a powerful way to take a bunch of pictures that are similar, and you can simply use your arrow keys if you want to move through those pictures to see which one you like the best. So if you see one that you like, I happen to like this one because the duck is a little bit closer to the camera, I can just hit Command in the left bracket. Oh, that was fun. I'll do it again. Oh, that was so much fun. I'll do it again. If you want to drag a picture in front of it like that, that makes it a pick as well. But it is not nearly as cool as doing that.
And to belabor my shortcut command, so those rating controls are listed on the back of your shortcut card, and there's a whole bunch of them here.
Sorry, I'm kind of mesmerized. I couldn't hear what you said. That's one of my favorite parts of the demo. You probably couldn't tell. So stacks, does anybody not get what stacks are good for? Speak now or forever hold your peace, because we're going to move on if you don't. Stacks are good for quickly getting a group of images that are related somehow together so that you can decide which of those is the one you want to work with. That stack gets searched through. You find the one you like the best. That becomes the pick. This is terminology that you need to know, the pick. Because throughout any reference material or help files or anything else you look at from Aputure, you're going to hear talk of the pick. So you need to know that that's what that refers to.
And we'll get questions just a second. And so this is one way to do it. This is one way to do it. And I'm going to let Scott, you know, roll with us for a little bit because I think he does a very nice job on this demo. There's another way that I like to do it and that I'm going to show after Scott finishes with this, where I just use a simple rating system where I rate a bunch of images in an album and then I sort by rating, which is kind of a different way to do it. So we're going to show you both ways today. And the reason why I bring that up now, just in case Stax isn't resonating with you, there are a couple different ways to get to your best shots in Aperture.
Yeah, that's no problem with that.
Okay. All right. You want to do questions? You want to keep rolling?
I want to do just a couple more quick things, then we'll do questions. Right. So you'll see here we've got all these things stacked. If you want, you can always just go to stack and you can say extract item to get something out of a stack. You can drag it out of a stack. You can say unstack. Now those images are no longer together in stack. So I don't want you to worry about these. If you don't want to keep things in a stack, you don't have to. That's totally up to you. And the last thing I want to say about stacks is that it's much easier to work with stacks if you keep them closed.
Yeah.
Because now you have the ability to get a much better, you know, handle on what it is you're working with. Open the stack when you need it, but keeping them closed while you work with them is just kind of a little better workflow.
And, you know, one of the things, if you auto stack on import, you know, you're setting some sort of time setting. And so sometimes what people will find that it works pretty well most of the time, but then sometimes two sequences get mushed together into one stack. So there's another command called split stack, which is option K, I believe. And it allows you to just, you know, as you're going through, you go, oh, we got two things together, just put it in the middle, do split stack, and then it'll clean it up for you.
That was worth a prize.
Oh, thank you.
Not for you.
Oh. So stacks is definitely one of the features that Apple's really proud of and in Aperture. But one thing that Scott and I have found is that it doesn't work for everyone. Not everyone, you know, loves stacks. It's either some folks like it, some don't. So there's another kind of a very sort of basic way to go about, you know, rating your images and getting to the best ones. And so, I have this album here that I created earlier. And I'm just going to go to full screen mode by hitting the F key. And so I can just go through and rate these using the plus key and my minus key. So they're up, you know, up next to delete. You have the plus key and the minus key. Every time I hit the plus key, it adds a star. Every time I hit the minus key, it deletes a star. And so I can hit plus key and then hit my arrow. It'll go to the next one, left arrow and right arrow, and I can always go back, toggle back and forth. Go to the next one, rate it, arrow key, rate it, arrow key. See, I'd give it a good rating, but now that I'm in full screen mode, I see that it isn't sharp where I want it to be sharp. Rate it, arrow key. See, I thought it was a lot better in the viewfinder. I look at it in full screen mode, not so much. Yeah, good idea, never worked out. You can hit X if you don't. If you hit the minus key as your first rating, it'll actually give it an X rating, which it's not that kind of X rating. But it doesn't throw away the image, but it doesn't show it in the library anymore. It's still there, but it's sort of gone. If you decide that you don't want to do that, hit the plus key again. Give it a rating. Next. Next. Okay, so now I'm at the end of this album, because I hit the arrow key and it doesn't go anymore. I hit the F key again, right? That brings me back into my browser mode here. Now, up here, there's a number of ways that you can sort your images within a project, within an album, and you have all these different options. By default, Aperture will organize things by image date, by the XF timestamp that's on your image. In this case, what I want to do now is I want to rate it. I want to sort these images by rating, descending rating, and I have my higher rated images at the top here, working all the way down to my lowest rated images. And so there's another way that when I look in this album now, I'll have all my so-called best images at the very top, and I'll have the lesser images at the bottom. Now, if I wanted to, now that I've rated these images, I could create a smart folder right here and say, since you know none of these images did very well, so greater or equal than 2, so that way, we'll just call it favorites. All right, now the smart album will just show all of my rated images that meet those criteria. So it's another way to sort and organize your images. If you don't like, or if the stacks system isn't resonating with you, it's another way to get to your best shots.
Now here's another way to get to your best shots. So what I want to do is I have a stack here, which you can see I've switched. I've gone to window layouts and I've maximized my viewer. And you can still see the browser down here. It becomes a horizontal strip now. And I have a stack of 4 different pictures of the killdeer that I took. In case you're interested in the details, this was photographed with a Canon 1D Mark IIN and a Canon 600mm F4IS handheld, which is significant because the lens is this big. And I'm laying on the ground, and you can see the very narrow depth of field that the F4IS glass provides you, because this little strip is all that's in focus. Now back here there's a car, but you can't tell. It just goes away because
that's
it's
serious bokeh.
That's some serious lens bokeh right there. Anyway, so I wanted to try to decide which of these 4 photographs is best. Now I have an idea off the top of my head that it's this one. The reason being is that in the bird photography world, bird editors are the most persnickety, dare I say, anal retentive bunch you'll ever want to meet. And so they'll say, this picture sucks, this one's great. And that would be the difference in the head turn. So I kind of know how they think. So I think this is the one they're going to want. So what I'm going to do is start with this one, and I'm going to hit the return key. What that does is this puts a yellow box around this one, and that means that's the one that I'm highlighting that I think I want. So now I can pick all these other guys, and notice that the one that I set as my compare item stays the same, but I'm able to look at a side-by-side rendition with the ones that I think might be in that same ballpark. This is another way to just visually decide which image you like the best, and then if you decide that the one that you have set as the compare item is the right one, you can simply say stacks pick, and it becomes the pick.
Thanks so much, Scott. I'll tell you, Scott Bourne, that guy has one killer radio voice. I really enjoy podcasting and teaching with him. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this segment on compare, select, and rate. I have lots of other good topics coming down the pike. Stay tuned, and I will see you next time on Inside Aperture.
The Inside Aperture podcast is produced by O'Reilly Media. To learn more about Aperture, be sure to visit digitalmedia.oreilly.com/aperture for articles, tutorials, blogs, and podcasts. This show is produced on a Mac using Soundtrack Pro. See you next time.